much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hi, how are you doing? Well, my name is Amal. It's nice to meet you too. So, how can I help you?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Think about it. Why? People don't ask that question. But why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
What's the why, who, how, what?
Dear white people.
Wow.
But I gotta warn you. This is a warning. Warning alert. There's a techno at the beginning. Never mind the techno. Wait till the song gets started. Get into it. Cause it's a good song. I don't know why people have to stick techno in their songs. Don't like techno.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
K-Rock.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm in.
Roll another one.
Are you in a fog of a schedule right now?
Just like the other.
I feel like this is a trick question.
This one seems to be about to quit.
What is the point of you?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
You know what? That's an acceptable answer.
Roll.
I feel like I'm Batman.
You're not.
Just like the other one.
Oh, good God, fix your life, please.
This one seems to be about to end.
This is a professional organization. What do you think we are?
The president says his job is harder than he thought.
What?
Lick it? Nope.
Just pass it around.
No wonder the ladies love you so much.
Dong.
I'll just pass it on down.
And now.
I'm in Tampa Bay, Memorial Day weekend, 86. Floyd Mayweather walks into the McDonald's. The man ordered 8,000 chicken nuggets. Now that's a champion.
Our feature presentation.
That's a great story, too. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 12th of May.
What's up, you guys?
You know.
Gangster stuff.
So it's Weenie Roast next weekend.
Yep.
And then Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Then the 4th of July.
Good.
Just saying.
Calendar up.
Are you looking at a calendar right now?
Or? I'm not. I'm just thinking in my mind.
Right.
Can
that stay in your mind?
I'm thinking.
Is there a possibility just to think in your mind?
Life comes at you fast is what I'm saying, you guys.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Keep that in mind.
All right. Great.
Cherish every day.
That's what you're known for.
That is what I'm known for.
Great tip.
I'm known for appreciating life.
Right.
That's me. That's my whole thing.
Sure.
So we do have a good show today, including first row tickets for that Weenie Roast that we mentioned. But I want to start with this story that I don't know how you're going to feel about it. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I do know that I hate that it happened because it enabled this Inside Edition report to be recorded. Man, those shows, those Inside Edition type shows
are the best.
And the extras and the Access Hollywoods and those shows, everything is so breathlessly hyped.
Yep.
And corny, and the way they write it, it's just everything about it makes you never want to watch television, right?
Correct.
So I hate the Inside Edition story, but let's see what you think about the young lady involved. She's 17 years old. This is in Ralph's neck of the woods, by the way, in Pensauken Township in near Philadelphia, I think in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So Megan Flaherty, or Flaherty, is 17 years old, and she just had her junior prom last Saturday. And she planned out and executed an arrival that has a lot of people talking. It became a big viral story. And here's the report from Inside Edition to see how young Megan showed up at her prom.
You can take a limo to prom, or if you're like this New Jersey teen, a hearse.
Okay, so.
So she took a hearse.
She took a hearse to prom, and she had a driver in a, you know, in a suit.
Right.
Who got out and opened up the back of the hearse and then pulled out a coffin.
Yeah.
And then she stepped out of the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a prom dress, and she's very, you know, nice, young, pretty girl. But she shows up in a coffin. That's her thing. All right? So let's see more of what's happening here.
No way!
That's 17.
That's people seeing her arrive as they're, you know, horrified as the coffin is being pulled out. And then, oh, look who it is.
17-year-old Megan Flaherty made her grand entrance at the dance from inside a coffin.
I don't know what's happening in that part of the story, but I don't know why almost every story we see has to be set in some sort of a nightclub.
I love
doesn't it.
Her date, who's not related to Count Dracula,
okay. Oh, you go straight to hell, person.
Was there a question about whether her date was related to Count Dracula?
This
high school student in Pennsylvania.
Reporters are so terrible.
So bad, that's right?
So bad.
Like, why would that even ever occur to you? And if it did, wouldn't you think, oh, my God, thank God
right.
I caught that before I accidentally said it out loud?
Well, that would have been terrible. I'm glad I'm not going to say that.
Who's not related to Count Dracula was a good sport and went along with the idea.
Okay, sit down.
Megan was dead set about arriving this...
Kevin, she was dead set.
I heard she was dead set.
Way because when she grows up, she wants to be a funeral director.
Okay, I mean that's her brand, right? She wants to be a funeral director. I don't have any problem with that.
I mean, you don't have to start showing that in high school, though, Bean. You don't have to make a grand statement about what you want to be when you're older.
I mean, look, that's being 17 is a good time to be talking about and thinking about what it is
right.
to be when you're older.
Yes.
But I don't get the tie-in to prom. Like, if I wanted to be a doctor, would I show up in scrubs? If I wanted to be a policeman, would I show up in a uniform?
Yes.
That's what's weird.
Yeah. Kind of like Dan Aykroyd's character in My Girl.
Gwen called. It was a big accident on PA 34.
Okay. Now, this is another part of the story that confuses me. We all know what a funeral director is, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the deal with kind of like that role Dan Aykroyd played in a movie 35 years ago, and then they show a little clip of the movie?
I would guess she has to fill a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? Just for the report? So that they can time it out with the news? So she's just grabbing anything she can find.
Maybe.
Hey, you guys remember that one time with that movie?
That guy who played a few... But, I mean, we know what a funeral
sure.
director is. What's the point? Okay, maybe you're right. I can't think of any other explanation because it doesn't make any sense. It's not like Megan saw that movie and that's what spurred her to want
right.
to be a funeral director, right?
Tomorrow.
A few years ago, her brother, who's studying to be a nurse, also went to prom in a hearse. Of course, Megan had to top that, which is why the coffin was added.
All right, so her brother also came to prom in a hearse, and then she looked at that and said, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to make it even better, and my entrance is going to be out of a coffin. What's happening with this family?
Bad things.
All right, more disco dancing. And a thrilling conclusion.
And you say, nailed it.
Right?
Can we? Yes, we can say that. Would we? No.
Can you say?
No, we would not.
Nailed it. Susan Flaherty loved her daughter. That's the mom. Loved her daughter's entrance. She said the family is not afraid to get it a little theatrical because they're mummers. The whole family plays in a string band that marches in the New Year's Day Mummers Parade, known for its parodies and skits. We have that ability to put on a show. So that's what that's what little Megan did at her prom. So I mean, look, I wish nothing but good things for Megan. She seems like a
I don't. I wish
murder.
But can we save, if you've just got one bullet, can we save it for the lady who did the Inside Edition report, please?
So you hate the Inside Edition reporter more than the girl that showed up in the hearse.
Yes,
okay.
I really do.
I think I agree with you.
All right, thank you.
Nailed it. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeat Show, shall we?
Start talking with words, informative words that tell me things.
We got the movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have the King of Mexico, for some reason, hates his mom. Or at least that's what I took away from the conversation.
Really?
Yesterday.
That was your takeaway?
Yeah.
I thought
he's
was
not
trying,
a fan.
I thought my read was that he loves his mom and was having trouble finding an appropriate way to express that for Mother's Day this
Yeah, because there's no way to think of anything for Mother's Day. It's just,
let's find out what his problem is. Maybe he just doesn't want to be boring.
Problems. Brand new internet roundup on today's show. Did you know that there's an LAX private terminal? If you have enough money.
I did not know about this until this past week.
You could actually go to a different terminal that no one else is allowed to.
Just the celebs and the Ricky Riches.
Yes, yes. So that's happening. We'll give you some more details on that. There's been a lot of shark attacks, and we're all going to die from that. And sometimes we go through the writers of artists. And Justin Bieber has a writer, which is basically, here's what I need to come play a show at your place. And it involves food and how to do the dressing room and everything else. And it's spectacular. So we're going to go through that today. And like Bean said, we have tickets in the first row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat Night. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Oh, I need a hipster Mother's Day. I don't know how to do it. I need something special that no one else does. Go through like a color race or something.
We'll find out what Dave's dilemma is for the weekend coming up next hour.
You don't even know.
The movie beat also. Hey, we were talking about the Mummers Parade.
Hey.
Ralph, I don't know if you heard on the way in, but is that something you went to growing up in Philadelphia? Is that a New Year's tradition to actually go see it in person?
Yes!
Watching people playing in a string band,
yes.
Watching down the street, rocking down the street?
Mother's Day. The Mummers Parade is awesome. It's exceptional. It's not just the string bands, but we also have the clown division, the fancy division. And everyone goes down there and lines Broad Street and watches the parade as it goes down the entirety of the street as it works its way to City Hall for the judging. And you get hammered.
I knew that was part of it.
Isn't it January 1st, though, a bad time to be outside all day long in Philadelphia?
The opposite. It's awesome. Because
really?
It's freezing cold. So you run inside the bar and you do a shot. And then you come out because you're all warm from the shot, and
right.
You watch some of the parade. And you run back into the bar, and you have another shot. And the cold, bracing air just kind of keeps you awake and semi-sober the entire day. Your drinking really is elongated over the course of a 12-hour period. It's remarkable.
Hmm. And all right, last question on this because I know we got to move on. And that because I've never seen it. Is it a traditional parade in that there are marching bands and floats and the mayor and all that kind of stuff, or is it all like oddball stuff?
It's neither. It's not oddball stuff. It's very specific categories of performers, but there's no floats or marching bands or anything. The only music that they have is the string bands.
Okay.
Good. Marching bands are the worst.
Yeah. You wouldn't like string band music either, Ken.
Okay.
But it's very unique to...
I don't know. Am I drinking?
That kind of... You are drinking.
Okay,
yes.
Then maybe.
But the Mummers Parade is one of the oldest... I think maybe the oldest parade in the United States.
Yeah, I think I've heard that too. So.
But it has a lot of connections to Bean's people down there in New Orleans as well. Mummery, that act, apparently is a French thing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So you find it only in a couple places in the United States. One is Philadelphia, another one is New Orleans, and I think there's another place.
Hmm.
Someplace maybe down south that has a history of mummery.
All right. Well, we all learned a little something here today. Thank you for that. 5:56, Friday morning. Time for a first look at the showbiz. What else is going on?
By the way, I heard you talking this morning about that young lady in the coffin as well.
Yeah, yes.
That's New Jersey. Pensacon is
New
Jersey.
Okay. Oh, it is. Okay. Is that very close to Philadelphia?
It's right across the bridge from Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but
it is. She's hateable, right?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we didn't lay claim to her.
Do you think her prom date is related to Count Dracula, you guys?
No, not related to Count Dracula as far as we know. She made her grand entrance in that coffin.
That story.
I'm glad there's no real news to cover in America.
Right?
That we can finally spend attention where it deserves, which is on the prom coffin girl.
Right, exactly.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Lots of TV news. Everything's being canceled or renewed or picked up. So here's your latest and list of announcements, specifically from ABC, who did a lot of their announcing yesterday. The Bachelor, surprise, surprise. Coming back, baby.
How about that?
Season 22.
That's crazy.
Pretty good.
I started seeing promos last night during Scandal for the new season of The Bachelorette.
Scandal, by the way, ending after season 7.
Yeah.
Thank God, right?
I like that show, but I think it's run its course. I'm fine with it ending next year.
Oh, the overacting police have finally come down on Scandal.
It's not realistic.
Oh, God. Dancing with the Stars coming back for season 25. Shark Tank's been renewed.
No surprise there.
Goldbergs.
Sure. Yep.
Designated Survivor.
Love it.
Once Upon a Time, American Housewife. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Blackish are sweet. All coming back.
Sweet.
On the downside, say goodbye to American Crime. Say goodbye to Dr. Ken.
I'm sad for Dr. Ken.
Say goodbye to Secrets and Lies, if you ever said hello to Secrets and Lies.
Yeah, well, what that is.
And sadly, Imaginary Mary.
That's oh, what? Oh,
Imaginary Mary.
Oh, my.
I knew you guys would be upset.
That's the Jenna Elfman show where she has a...
Have Imaginary. You seen any of that?
No.
I've
seen the commercials
in.
For it.
I had to tune in just to watch the carnage, the wreckage.
Was it as bad as you thought?
It's stunning that it even got to that stage where they put it on film. No one along the process said, really? We're going to do a thing with an imaginary friend who's still with the grown-up lady now? That's going to be a thing? It's just going to be a cartoon?
Wow.
Did you see The Catch on that list? I thought that one got canceled, too.
The Catch.
I don't know what The Catch is.
The Catch
is that Peter Krause show. It's in its second season. It's on after Scandal right now.
I just have a partial list here. I don't think I have The Catch one way or the other on my list.
Yeah, they are. This is the week, I guess, where everybody's finding out, right?
Yep. And it was so funny. Yesterday, we were talking about how Jennifer Hudson, was a traitor because she was going from... getting a start of her career on American Idol to The Voice.
Right.
She was going to be a mentor on The Voice. And we said she is a traitor, that Jay Hutz. We said, Jay Hutz!
Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Why would he sing a song for her?
I don't know. Why would she want that?
I don't know. But how about this? Kelly Clarkson. We'll be joining The Voice as a coach next spring.
Now, that seems like
that's a
slap
major
in the face,
crossover.
Yeah.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I mean, it's not like you're...
they're not bound to that show
forever, but...
But.
But what?
But.
She's Kelly Clarkson. Yes. American Idol. But. That's your home.
She's been so not American Idol for a long time, though.
Right, but she comes back for the big anniversary shows and finales and things like that. She's been part of the family.
But.
But what?
Ralph is saying but.
All right. If you're going to do a singing reality competition show.
Right.
If you're going to bother to come back to television to do that.
Right. You do The Voice.
But.
You're
but
saying
what?
Who knows that world more than Kelly Clarkson?
No, I'm saying you owe everything to American Idol.
Not anymore. Maybe her start, but she has earned a career where she doesn't need American Idol at all.
But.
No, but.
Ralph is making a very compelling case.
I don't think he is.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Emily Van Camp. She was on that show Revenge. Remember Revenge?
I remember that it existed.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw
31 years old today. Rami Malek from Mr. Robot.
Love that show.
36 years old today. Jason Biggs. Biggsy.
Love him.
We love Biggs. He's 39. As is Malin Ackerman. Oh, so good on Billions, by the way.
She is an ice queen, isn't she, Ralph?
She's terrifying on that
show.
Yeah,
she is. Tony, don't lie to her is my advice.
No. One lie. One lie. She left her husband because he lied once. Can you imagine being kept to those standards?
No.
My marriage would have lasted about 8 minutes. Tony Hawk, skateboard legend, is 49 years old today. Emilio Estevez is 55 years old. And Ving Rhames turns 58 years old today. You know, his actual name is Irving.
I did not know that.
His name is Irving Rhames.
Ving's way cooler.
Ving was a nickname given to him by his classmate at SUNY University in New York, Stanley Tucci.
Is that right?
Stanley Tucci nicknamed him Ving, and the nickname stuck. Much cooler than Irving.
Agreed.
Irving Rhames is not as scary as Ving Rhames is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Little 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:23.
Oh, Kevin!
I've never been more disappointed in the monkey.
I've never heard
really
him take off at you like that. My whole history.
Really
here.
Over that? That's the most defensive thing about me?
Yes. I've
really?
Never been more disappointed,
Kevin.
Shame on you, Kevin. Shame on you.
Wow.
That was funny.
Hey,
hi, how are you?
Friday morning, you guys. A lot of great stuff, including we're not even lying when we're saying there's a 90% chance if you're listening to my voice right now, you will be attacked and eaten by a shark.
Yes.
I mean, that is just
literally
a fact.
The truth.
Yep.
Literally, 90% of you will be eaten by a shark. So we'll tell you why just after 7 a.m., although I bet you can guess why. A lot of sharks. Also, tickets in the first row for the K-Rock Media Roast Fiesta. All that's coming up. But first, since it's Friday, Ralph is here. That means it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
A big batch of movies this weekend that are going to lose against Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Open up. Starting with some small films that if you're interested in, you might have to work a little bit harder to find in theaters. Low Riders is the name of one film. Low Riders is about a young street artist in East Los who's caught between his father's obsession with the lowrider car culture and his ex-felon brother and his need for self-expression. He's an artist trapped in the hood. Gabriel Chavarria stars along with Demian Bashir, Theo Rossi, Eva Longoria, and Melissa Benoist.
Really?
Supergirl's in this.
Wow. Quite a cast.
As Dave calls her, the obligatory white girl in this film.
Well, good choice.
Yeah. Here's some clips from the trailer of Lowriders.
If it was up to my pops, I'd be fixing cars at his shop all day. This whole city is my canvas. I put up my art for free.
You have any idea what this caused your family? Writing your name on other people's property? Do you have an ounce of shame on a criminal like your brother?
Talk to your sons.
I can't talk to my sons. They just don't want anything to do with me.
I guarantee you, I'm gonna make it with my art.
I don't want your life, Dad.
Right.
Also, Paris Can Wait is in limited release this weekend. She's a first-time director behind this film. Her name is Eleanor Coppola. Does that name sound familiar?
Eleanor, no.
Coppola?
Eleanor.
Coppola, Kevin. Coppola.
Eleanor.
Coppola.
Eleanor.
Coppola.
Nope.
Not the Eleanor.
I'm not getting anything.
The Coppola.
Nothing.
Eleanor Coppola is the 81-year-old wife of Francis Ford Coppola.
Really?
And she's directing her first film.
At 81.
How about that?
Wow.
Cash me outside. Cash her outside.
Wow.
What an interesting point in your life to take on a new project like this.
Yeah. I mean, she's been around it for 50 years, right?
If there's anything to osmosis, she certainly has absorbed something about filmmaking. Diane Lane stars Alec Baldwin also. Story about a woman, Diane Lane, who is married to a successful but driven and inattentive movie producer. Who finds herself taking a car trip from Cannes to Paris with a business associate of her husband and becomes a life-changing adventure between the two. I would be interested to see this. It's called Paris Can Wait. Again, directed by Eleanor Coppola. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I'm driving to Paris with one of your dad's business partners.
So how's Paris?
I'm actually not there yet. Jack wanted to stop for the night.
He what?
Something.
Don't forget, he's a Frenchman.
Are you happy?
We have a good marriage.
That's what I asked you. Are you happy?
But I thought we'd be in Paris by now.
Paris can wait.
There's going to be boning, I bet.
Wow. That could not be a more of don't go to this movie, Kevin. There's no way it could be more of that.
It sounds good. Oh. What's wrong with that?
Oh.
What is wrong with the story?
Is it people talking?
People. Is it because it's a story of people's feelings and thoughts?
I would have thought we would have been to Paris by now.
That's a conversation that people would have.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't watch in a movie.
Kevin.
I'm almost as disappointed about that as I am about the other thing.
Snatched opens up this weekend. Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn.
There you go.
Now this movie is screaming, hey, Ralph, don't watch me. This is when her boyfriend dumps her before an exotic vacation. And so Amy Schumer's got to find someone else to go with on vacation. And she takes her mom so they can have a little mom-daughter time. And they go to a what they think is going to be a paradise. But it turns out to be full of bad people. And things go awry. And there's a lot of, oh, mom, get off. Oh, you're putting too much sunscreen on me. This film. Right?
Right.
Here's some clips from the trailer.
You on vacation here with your boyfriend?
No, I'm just here with my mom.
Let's go out tonight.
Hair, makeup, boobs, we're going out.
Emily, I am not going out at night.
Everything shouldn't be so scary.
Listen, I need your help. Mom and I got kidnapped.
State Department.
My mom and sister. They've been taken. I imagine you have a commando squad. Four underground criminals who were tried for a crime they didn't commit.
Sounds like the A-team.
It is the A-team. Do you have an A-team?
You are all going to die tonight.
I'm not sure it's a horror movie, but...
Yeah, I am.
Maybe.
I'm sure it is.
There's probably a lot of goodwill left over for Amy Schumer's train wreck, I would imagine.
I would think so.
People want to go see this, don't you think, Ralph?
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Yeah!
Yes, Arthur, yes, Camelot. Yes.
Is that how they talk?
Yes, Camelot, Guinevere, Lancelot. It's a story, you know the story. Arthur, robbed of his birthright, comes up the hard way in the back alleys of the city. Once he pulls that sword out of the stone...
It's on.
He acknowledges his true legacy, to be king of the Britons. And he's got to take on Jude Law, who's a bad, bad king. A lot of people saying the worst king ever, okay? Jamin Hunsu also stars. Charlie Hunnam is Arthur himself. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Why is the water dropped? There are rumors. The legend of the sword. Of a king. Other than yourself.
What kind of a man would you become had you inherited your father's kingdom instead of being raised in a brothel?
It was Vortigern who murdered your father. But what you didn't account for is what you can do with this sword.
Show the people the power of Excalibur!
I don't know. Being raised in a brothel doesn't sound so bad to me. I mean, being king is cool and all, but I don't know.
What if you could do both?
Imagine what you could see growing up in a brothel. Right? Who's with me? Anybody? Hello? Anyone going to brothel? So those are your films for the weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, though, is probably going to be number one.
I wouldn't doubt it, yeah.
But go see something else, too.
Sure.
It's a big wide world out there. Oh, Kevin. I'm Ralph Garman. I want the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
We would love it if you would join us a week from Saturday at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 StubHub Center. Get a chance for you to win those tickets coming up between 7 and 7:30, if I'm remembering correctly. Is that right?
Yep.
What we're doing next hour? Okay,
yep, yep.
It's coming up. Speaking of music, check this out, you guys.
Between 7:30 and 8.
All right, I was
between
close.
7:30 and 8.
So sometime afternoon.
Yes.
We'll give away those tickets. Coming up next hour here on K-Rock. Justin Bieber is a singer and
what?
Performer. Yes. And I'm going to tell you a couple things about this story surprised me. One is that he's only 23 years old.
He has been famous for like 20 years.
It does seem like I don't remember a time before Justin Bieber existed, but
right.
He is only 23 years old. And look, whether you like his music or not, I know probably most of the people listening to this show don't. He's enormously popular, and there's a great demand to see him on the road in almost every country in the world.
Right.
So there's no surprise that he can get whatever he wants when he travels. When he can ask for whatever he wants. And a writer has surfaced of his recent visit to India. A music journalist there put up the writer for Justin Bieber of what he requires when he comes to your city to perform his little songs. Okay. Were you surprised, Kevin, to see how many people are in the Justin Bieber entourage?
Well, I mean, up to 120? That's how many people might be in his entourage.
Now, I'm
120?
I'm sure that's not like a friends and family thing. If he's got a stadium tour that he's taking on the road, I assume that's all the people who build the sets and the people who run the lights.
Really?
And
you're giving him
cameras.
That credit?
It's not credit. I'm just trying to figure out how there could be that many people. Don't you think these are the people that travel with him to make the stage show possible?
I would say 30 to 40, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like a lot of people. He also wants a Rolls Royce reserved when he is traveling. He also wants special security cars. And he's got a lot of details about the security, which I guess is understandable.
He wants 10 luxury sedans and 2 Volvo buses.
Mm-hmm. He needs a ping pong table. He needs a PlayStation. He needs
flown in, by the way. They can't just get a ping pong table. You have to fly in his ping pong table.
Washing machines, refrigerators, upholstery, wardrobes, massage tables. It just goes a jacuzzi. He needs a jacuzzi backstage. Lots of details on the kinds of hotels that he will stay in. He wants his room adorned with purple carnations because purple is his favorite color. You guys,
right?
He also needs a list of everything in your city. He wants to know where he can get a spray tan, where's the best sushi, the best steakhouse, the best Italian restaurant, the best bowling alley. Where's the nearest movie theater? Hey, where can I find a skate park? Hey, direct me to the casino, the nightclub, the basketball court. And, oh, is there a recording studio I could use?
Holy crap.
It just goes on and on and on. And by the way, this particular show in India, he also asked for a helicopter. He will not. He doesn't want to drive on the roads or be driven on the roads in India toward the stadium. He wants to arrive at the show via helicopter because that is most convenient for Justin Bieber.
Sure.
So we wanted to find out more about this writer and about some of these demands. We asked Dave if there's any way. He's very busy all over the world, but can you get us Justin Bieber back on the phone on K-Rock? And here he is, sure enough. Hey, Justin.
So with all the questions, bro.
Just said hey. Just said good morning. How are you? Great to talk to you.
I'm mad crazy, yo.
How come? Hey. What are you mad about?
No, mad crazy.
He's not mad.
Not mad about anything,
He's
yo.
He's not mad.
Holy God, Grandpa.
You're not mad. We're crazy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's try and restart. Hey, Justin Bieber.
I'm going to put in my rider when I talk to you on the phone, you not be an idiot.
All right, that's
you want a new contract.
That's not doable.
That one's on me, Justin. I'll take that one. So what about?
What are you mad about?
So what?
Really? Come on, eh?
All right, let's move on.
I wish I could, eh?
So, Justin, what about this list that was printed in India of all of your requirements when you travel?
Right.
What about it?
What about that? Huh?
I hear you're mad. Your dressing room
did
has
not
to be.
Did you know we were doing this phone call today?
No, I did. Why do you ask?
Because what kind of question is that? What about it? I don't know. It's printed. It happens.
Okay.
All right, let's get specific.
Let's be more specific. Why do you need 10 luxury sedans and 2 Volvo buses, and those aren't for you?
Because those are for my entourage, yo. It's not easy being me and going up on stage and lip-syncing for 2 hours. I need a lot of people to put that together, yay?
So that's what we were curious about. We were trying to figure out how 120 people can possibly be involved. Are these all people who work for you, or are these friends and family?
Yeah, they're all people who work for me. I need like the people surrounding me so I can keep up everything I need to do my work, like the essential oils. I need those.
Right.
And I need a guy to hold my yoga book,
right?
And I need somebody to put on my hydrating lip balm.
You have a dedicated person just to apply lip balm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I call him Lippy.
All right. I bet you don't know his real name.
Nope. Yo, Lippy, lip me, and he just puts some balm on, yo.
Right. I guess that's nice.
I could call him the bomb, I guess.
Sure.
Because he puts on lip balm.
Right. Sure.
Now, ping pong tables are pretty much the same the world round. Can't you just have them get one? You have to have one flown in?
I can't take the chance, yo.
The chance of what?
What if I get to India and their ping pong tables are like left-handed?
Okay, there's no
I'm
such,
a righty.
There's no such thing.
Oh.
Ping pong tables are the same for either hand.
Well, I had to bring washing machine because
a washing machine is in there too.
I don't even know if they wash in India.
Well, of course they do.
I saw a movie about this Indian guy once, and he wore a diaper.
Right, that was Gandhi, and it's now 2017.
Well, they probably don't have washing machines. They're all wearing diapers.
I'm pretty sure they do, and that sounds vaguely racist.
You didn't even talk about what I need to eat on the road, yo.
Well, you got a long list. You're talking about the vegetable season with ranch sauce and the dried fruit and the organic bananas and the seedless grapes and it just goes.
Talking about how my meals need to be named after my hit songs.
Well, yeah. What about that?
The best part. The best.
What about
part of
what
the
you
whole
just
story,
said?
And you guys buried the lead.
What about that part that you just said? The dishes that they make for you have to be named after your hit songs.
I know, that's crazy, right?
That's
our point. I would have mentioned that if I had a radio show.
You should get one.
I should. You're right, eh? Oh, I'm going back on the road.
I don't blame you. LA NOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? It's going to be one of those days.
A great day?
That's
great
what I'm
day?
Saying. It's gonna,
a great
no,
day.
It's going to be one of those
I
days.
I think that's what you're saying. It's going to be a great day.
Chip's saying there's no clips in the audio machine.
Oh, we got clips. We got clips in the audio machine. Right? And you too. What about you too? We love them as well.
What's Kevin talking about?
He's trying to
deflect. He's yelling at us, so I'm just trying to deflect onto anyone else.
Let's turn the ship around, you
All
guys.
Right.
With the
people are just
beat.
Waking up now, and they may not realize that the last hour happened.
Okay.
Let's see what Ralph's got going on here on the Showbiz Beat here on K-Rock.
Happy Mother's Day this weekend, by the way, to everybody who's celebrating. You know where the first Mother's Day was celebrated?
Philadelphia. Yeah, sure it's Philadelphia. It's the only time you ever ask.
It was celebrated in 1908 at a small church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What a surprise.
It's the first time they had a Mother's Day celebration.
You don't mention that every
Ann
year.
Jarvis, Philadelphian Ann Jarvis, had the service done for her mother to commemorate all mothers everywhere.
Right.
So then Ann started writing a...
Just don't care.
Started writing the government. She has a strongly worded letter-writing campaign saying that the U.S. government should create a holiday honoring mothers. And in 1914, Congress passed legislation designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
What's the point of this story?
Just saying.
How much more you got on this, Ralph?
We have a Philadelphian to thank for Mother's Day.
Exciting story.
So on behalf of Philadelphians everywhere, you're welcome.
I would That's just like to bullshit.
Say. All I can say is that you're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else see Moana other than me?
No.
I've seen it about 104 times. I can act it out for you if you like.
It's all right. Thank you.
All righty, Ben. Is Scott Disick on the way to an early grave, reads the headline of this article.
Wow.
Is it wrong of me that I got excited and started screaming yes and jumping up and down?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Apparently, he is quite upset that he cannot reconcile with Kourtney Kardashian. So they say he's been hitting the bottle extra hard.
Well, that always helps.
Yeah. Well, there was apparently a promise that if a reconciliation if he quit drinking, and so he agreed.
Yeah, that was the original problem.
So he quit drinking, and then she reneged on the deal, apparently. And that's when he lost it, and now he's been partying nonstop for months, say, friends. So, but what's he going to do with all of his career? What does he do, by the way? Anybody know?
He's not the sock mogul, right?
No, that's Rob. Rob has the sock empire.
Okay, so what does Scott Disick do is the question.
I don't think he does anything.
That's something. Hey, I want to remind folks, tonight at 10 p.m., it's tonight. Tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Kevin Smith, writer-director Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage once again with Hollywood Babylon.
No.
The show we'd like to do to entertain you folks. Come on out, 10 p.m. tonight. You can get your tickets at improv.com.
That's, nobody asked for that.
We're taking a look at the celebrity birthdays. Ving Rhames is 58 years old today. Emilio Estevez celebrates his 55th birthday. Skateboarding legend Tony Hawk is 49. Malin Ackerman, so good this season on Billions. Love that show, by the way. Maybe one of the best shows on television. You watching, Kevin?
I'm recording. Recording it.
How many are you behind?
All of the season.
You haven't seen anything this season?
Nope.
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm going to catch up, though.
Oh, Kevin.
What do you do with your days off?
Look.
I feel like you have a lot of those.
He said yesterday, believe it or not, I have a very busy schedule.
I do have a busy schedule.
That's just not true.
First of all, it is. And second of all, when there's hockey on, that's what I choose. So then that
takes
away...
Is there hockey on 24 hours a day?
Pretty much these days, yeah.
No, there isn't.
But, like, you have from 11 a.m. to, like, 7 p.m., you have non-hockey times.
I have a very busy schedule.
I do. I have a busy schedule. I'm a busy guy. You guys don't know.
Kevin,
we can assume.
You don't know.
Kevin did mention earlier this week, Ralph, that he runs every day. So maybe he's a marathon man. Maybe he's running 26 miles every single day, and that's what takes up his time.
Between all the ice cream and all the running, there's very little time in the day.
Eat the ice cream and then run it off.
For other stuff.
So that takes all my day up. I'm going to catch up, though. I can't wait.
Jason Biggs is 39 years old.
Don't ruin it for me.
Rami Malek from Mr. Robot is 36, and Emily Van Camp celebrates her 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Your chance to win your way in to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock, so stick around for that. That's going to be fun. We've been doing the show for a long time, Kevin, and I think our reputation has preceded us, and I think if there's one thing the listeners can count on, it's that we are going to be accurate. We are going to be honest. We are going to be fair and even-handed.
Or whipping people into a needless frenzy.
Whipping people into a needless frenzy. Whipping people into a needless frenzy. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because you're all going to die. Whipping people into a needless frenzy. You're all going to die now.
I think that actually may be more accurate. Look, here's my takeaway. We're going to talk to Leilon Connolly from the Orange County Register here in a moment, who wrote an excellent piece in the OC Register this week. But here's my takeaway, and I'm just going to sum it up, and then we'll go to her on the phone and see if I'm accurate.
All right.
If you live within 50 miles of the ocean, there is a 90% chance you will be eaten by a shark.
Chance.
That's my takeaway. That's what I'm reading in the between the lines here. I don't think Leilon wants to say that out loud, but let's see what she's got going on here. Leilon, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm wonderful, boys. How are you doing?
Very good.
Well, great. By the way, what a gig you have as a journalist who covers the Orange County beef and surf, the beach and surf culture. I mean, that's a pretty good gig.
Well, yeah, it's don't let my editors know. I hope they're not listening. Mm, I don't want to right. let on how
they're not aware of that.
They're not aware of how awesome it is.
Well, it was an awesome gig until now. Every time you're near the beach, you're likely to be killed because.
Right.
All right. Let's find out what's going on here.
And now I have to work. It's you know, quite a dilemma I have.
So there have been, would you say it's accurate to say there have been thousands of shark attacks in Orange County in the last year?
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous out there. It might not be completely accurate, those figures. I'm not sure where those came from.
So not necessarily thousands?
Not so much thousands, but we have had two major attacks off the Orange County coast in the last year.
So we've had two attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two attacks. One last Memorial Day in Newport Beach of a swimmer, and just recently, a few weeks ago, down at San Onofre.
Your chances are less than 90% of being killed by a shark.
So,
I think odds are 1 in 3 million or 3.7 million or something along
those
lines.
I'd expect you to say.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So two, right. I mean, it'd be easy. Look, here's the thing about numbers. They can be interpreted any way somebody wants to. So two, you could argue, hey, that doesn't seem like a lot because there are millions of people on the beach every year. But it is unusual for this part of the world, right?
Very unusual, and that's, you know, the newsworthy part. You know, we all know sharks live in the ocean, and that's their house. I get those emails, you know, daily.
Right.
But what's different is, and what's newsworthy is the longtime lifeguards, experts, fishermen, they're all saying, hey, we've never seen them in these numbers. And, you know, maybe we'd see one, maybe we'd see two a year. But, you know, there was 15 really close to my house the other day just hanging out, you know,
they were waiting for you.
Where people could see them.
They were waiting for the girl that's going to write the article.
Yeah, exactly. Carmen's going to come get me, but I shouldn't say that because I'm cursing myself.
Now these are different types of sharps, though. These are great whites, right?
These are great whites. Yeah, these are great white juveniles. So let me preface that for the most part, who are interested in humans, they're more eating stingrays and smaller fish. I worry, however, you know, if I'm surfing and I wipe out or kick out of my board and, you know, startle one, what could happen? There was also a 12-footer just spotted 2 days ago at one of my favorite surf spots at San Onofre State Beach, the break called Old Man. And
man, that puts a lot of pressure on your surfing, doesn't it?
It does. I have to figure out where I'm going this weekend because my two favorite spots are where they're sort of in these hot spots is what experts call them. They like to gather in these areas for a few months, and then they'll shoot off to another hot spot. You have some over up near L.A. and Santa Monica and Venice, and down in the South Bay a couple years ago, they were hanging out near Manhattan Beach. If you remember, that swimmer was also attacked up there.
So we're practically South Africa right now. Am I right?
Well, you know, you do have people who argue that we might be in the infancy stages of what Western Australia is experiencing.
And Western Australia, they have a lot of shark attacks relative to us, right?
They have, yeah. They've had at least 15 since the year 2000. So, you know, on the other hand, the conservationists say, you know, hey, we've done a really, really good job on making our ecosystem healthy. You know, those protections against the great whites and their food source, the lions, are working. And so we're seeing abundant numbers. And, you know, that's kind of the argument.
Why are we trying to protect? Forgive me if this is an ignorant question. Leilan Connolly from the Orange County Register on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show. Why are we trying to protect great white sharks?
Well, we overfish them. You know, their population went to nearly extinct at one point.
But why is that not good? Why is that not the goal, making great white sharks extinct? I'm not even joking here.
Well,
like,
you know, there would be a lot of people who would, you know, have that same question. You know, but there's a lot of people who love great white sharks and don't want to see, you know, a species extinct because value in the ecosystem. And
yeah, I feel like just the needless killing of them is a reason enough.
Well,
I do.
You would have some other people with you in that argument, but, you know, there's a gray area, definitely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, I hate to even bring this up because this is in no way a political conversation. We literally are talking about, you know, sharks in the ocean. But is the changing weather patterns, does that have something to do with waters being warmer? And that maybe is why sharks are attracted more to the west coast of the U.S. now?
Right. Well, our local expert, Chris Lowe, out of Shark Lab at Cal State Long Beach, you know, I talk with him very, very frequently, well, too frequently, actually. And he has a number of theories. El Nino may have been one of them. They sort of came during those warm weather years. Usually they take off during winter when the water gets cold here. And then, you know, come back or whatnot. But they just didn't leave because the water was really warm. Last year, we saw a slowdown of the activity off our coast, but again, it's just, you know, really skyrocketed the last couple months. It could be rising water temperatures. It could be sea level rises. But again, those protections, I think, are really the best indicator of why we're seeing them in such great numbers.
What about the tornadoes that pick up sharks and then drop them over the city?
That's a great point.
Tornado might happen. I think we might be on the verge of
that. That is a great question.
Yeah.
All right. Last question, Leilan, and you're awesome to come on and talk to us about this. And that is, in the unlikely event, it sounds like, that some of our listeners are out this weekend or Memorial Day weekend or whatever, and they see a shark, what are you supposed to do? What makes it less likely that you're going to get et?
Well, experts, I think, say don't panic. If you are at a beach with a shark advisory, I would definitely use caution or maybe avoid going in those waters. Talk to lifeguards. Ask them if they've had any sightings. You know, if I saw a fin in the water and I was surfing, I would probably paddle in. So, you know, it's just totally a personal choice. You know, there's a lot of surfers I know that have seen the shark breaching right next to the lineup and, you know, I've seen all this activity and, you know, say, hey, what are my chances are very low. I'm going to take my risk because the waves are good right now. So it's a total personal choice.
Hey, priorities, right?
Right? Hey, this is a good wave. What do you want from me?
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, great stuff. We will leave it there. Leilan Connolly is a journalist for the Orange County Register doing great work on the shark beat, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens next. Thanks so much for coming on. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Got a brand new Kevin DeBean Internet Roundup on the program today. Also, we'll tell you about that fancy new rich people only terminal at LAX. That's, did you know anything about this even coming, Kevin?
Not till last week. Nope.
And it's getting ready to open. Yep. So we'll find out all about that coming up. Plus, we'll give you your tickets to join us at the Sold Out K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2017 right after the Kevin DeBean Afro line at 323-520-AFRO. There are lots of ways to get in touch with the show. You can text us. You can email us. We've got the Kevin DeBean Facebook page and the Twitter and the Instagram and the Snapchat and all of that. But good old-fashioned leaving a voicemail is fun, too. So let's see what's going on.
What's up, guys? Long-time podcast listener. I just want to take a moment and not be funny and just thank you guys for providing me a break from a really tough day with an hour and a half of funny. I really appreciate it. And you know what? You guys keep joking about going away, but I swear to God, if you do, I'm going to come over. I'm going to beat the out of both of you myself.
Now, Bean, answer this question, because yes. I was thinking the whole time while he was giving us a compliment that the word but...
100%
was coming.
There was no way that was just going to be a straight up, we're leaving a nice message here. No way.
But it happened.
But at least at the end, he threatened to maim us.
That's true.
At least we got that.
That is true. Here's a longtime listener.
He's a bat. Bat. He's a boy. Boy. Bat boy. Bat boy. Bat boy.
I miss Bat Boy as well.
Same.
He was great. Remember when the Weekly World News was a thing?
Sure.
Ah, good times.
A longtime guest.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's DeJuan. Remember me?
Yes.
I'm back. I want to say this funny. Kernel quality guarantee. Kernel quality guarantee by KFC. I like that.
I like it as well, DeJuan. Great to hear from you, sir.
If Yoko Ono married Sonny Bono, she'd be Yoko Ono Bono.
I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I think this call was about our 420 show.
Obviously, you guys are mostly a train wreck on most days. I mean, you barely make any sense. You're insufferable most of the time. I can't stand you, and yet I keep listening. But then on top of that, you add weed to it. I mean, come on. What were you thinking? You guys are awful. You don't need help being awful. You're already bad. I demand a refund. I want my time back. Give me every single minute of every single hour of every single second, every single time I listened to that show on Thursday. That was horrible.
Wait, I want to make sure that I understand. If there was weed beer and you were near, you wouldn't take it? You wouldn't try it?
I bet she would.
Right?
I bet she would. But there are consequences to every action, I guess.
Sure, I guess. Bean, you have that clip that you keep playing of the FBI?
You mean the great Ed Wynn saying...
So James Comey was just fired by Donald Trump, and it's all over the news. And every time I hear or see something, all I can think is, the FBI! God damn you, Bean.
He loves it. We do a game called Kevin and Bean Aroki.
You know, I think it's been a little too long since we've heard Bean's awesome, beautiful rendition of Bastille's Pompeii. I think it's one of the best covers of all time. I think it should have been nominated for a Grammy that year. Mm. And quite honestly, I think it's a shame. And quite honestly, it's a crime that it hasn't been played in a very long time. So can you please get on it? Hit it, Steve!
That is pretty strong.
What was I thinking?
I gotta be honest, that was pretty good. This guy's got a new phone number for us.
1-877-DEAN-THE-DICK.
Oh, come on.
1-877-DEAN-THE-DICK. 1-877-DEAN-THE-DICK. Dean is a freaking dick.
Kevin, I think you were out when I was talking about my hatred from my core for the 1-877 Cars for Kids commercials. That's the jingle. That's the radio jingle that I hate more than any other. I mean,
that guy was right.
It physically makes me sick to hear that commercial because it's so awful.
Well, I'm with that last caller then.
And he figured out a way to make it even worse by insulting me while he's singing the worst jingle of all time. So good job, sir.
A rare compliment for me.
Hey, I just wanted to tell everybody to lay off Kevin, all right? He's had enough. I think you guys are forgetting the service that Kevin provides to our community.
Thank you.
That we as listeners, because of Kevin, are reminded every day that we're not as dumb as we thought.
What?
Every time we listen, Kevin reminds us that, you know what? For all of our flaws and all of our mistakes, we could be a lot stupider. So thank you, Kevin. All of us thank you. America thanks you. God bless you, sir. You are doing the Lord's work.
You still going to take that as a compliment?
I mean, from what I get, yes. Yes. I can separate the first half from the second half.
All right. Good job.
I'm good with that. Although this next guy asked for something that I'm not thrilled with.
So I recently got back from a business trip over in Turkey. And we were at a meeting and they asked me and the guy that I traveled with how we thought of Turkey. And the guy that was traveling with said he loved it, other than the whole, you know, terrorist situation. And I busted up laughing, and everyone looked at me like I was an idiot, and no one else knew why it was funny, because I live in Kansas, and no one here listens to the Kevin and Bean Show other than me. So, thanks, Kevin.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situation or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was right? A Moment with Kevin.
That guy makes a good point. That's all I know.
That is maybe my favorite moment win of all time. I mean, it's so good.
Because you can hear me drowning at the beginning.
Yep.
But I don't quit.
323-520.
You know what? Quitters never give up.
I have heard that. A great man once said that. 323-520-AFRO. That's the number if you ever want to leave us a voicemail message. 24 hours a day, Kevin Bean's Afro line. Now, let's give out another phone number for another good reason, shall we, Kevin?
This is 1-800-520-1067. If you would like tickets in the first row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017, which, by the way, is a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You want tickets in the first row, call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
All week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show, every morning we've been giving you two chances to win tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. Monday was fifth row, Tuesday was fourth row, then third, then second. Now we're up to the biggest and the best, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on. Time to win your tickets in the first row. This game is called First is the Word.
Well, everybody's heard about the first. First. First is the word. 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 First is the word. Well, everybody's heard about the first. First. Well, everybody's heard that first is a word.
Really?
Right to the callers.
Yes.
All right, Ralph.
We're out of time, but thanks for calling, everybody.
Your hosting contestants are lined up, ready to go. How's this one go?
I'm going
to
ask you a general pop culture trivia question. Could be about anything, but the one thing you know for sure is that first, the word first.
First is the word.
First will be in the answer.
Okay. And if you get it right, you go into the drawing. Somebody in 5 minutes wins their tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Who's up first, please?
Trisha in Placentia. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Trisha. Here's your question. This term is used to describe the initial medical intervention given to any person suffering a sudden illness or injury.
First response.
Oh, sorry.
I mean,
she's not wrong.
I mean, and what do they? And what do the first responders do?
What's the medical intervention called?
First is the correct first word. Okay.
And they provide.
They provide first.
First aid.
Yes! Yeah, there we go.
Wow! We all feel better about that now, don't we?
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird moment. Yeah. We'll take it.
Sorry. That's
all right. You're in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Alexandra in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hello.
Alexandra, this is an audio clue question, so make sure you listen for the audio at the end of the question. Here it is. This is one of the most famous comedy routines of all time, largely thanks to the team of Abbott and Costello. Here's a little piece of it.
Look, Abbott, if you're a coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names.
Okay, what comedy routine is that?
I have no idea.
Ball's the word.
First.
Yeah.
Who's on first is the name of it.
Who's on first is the name of that comedy routine.
Thank you for the call.
Who's on first?
All right, let's go to Eric in Oak Park. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Doom, Halo, and Call of Duty are all famous examples of this genre of video game. What's it called?
First-person shooter.
Yeah, yes. Well done. I don't know where you got that from, but that was kind of a miracle.
He pulled that from deep within the recesses of his brain, that's for sure. That was not easily accessible.
All right, let's go to Freddie in Montebello. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Freddie. Your question has an audio clue as well, so listen carefully. This hit animated Disney TV show features the voice of Modern Family's Ariel Winter as a young girl who becomes a princess when her mother marries the king. Here's a piece of the theme song.
I was a girl in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Now I gotta figure out how to do it right. So much to learn and see.
I believe that's one of the shows Ralph watches even when his daughter's at school.
Yeah, if you have a kid, you know this show.
I have a kid, but she's not that young. It's the voice of a Disney show. Sophia the First?
Yeah!
Wow!
First is the word.
Sophia the First. Well,
miracle
done.
Contestants on the show today, you guys.
God is giving them answers.
Yvonne in Pomona, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Yvonne. This 1982 action-adventure film stars Sylvester Stallone and is the first installment of the Rambo. That's not it.
It's close. First different, is the different word. Different F word, yeah.
Not that F word, no.
I mean, there's two words, and one of them is first.
Gosh. Oh, my God, I'm blanking out. I have no idea.
First Blood.
First Blood.
First Blood. The movie's called First Blood.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Yvonne, and your potty mouth. We appreciate you listening. All right, so far, Freddie, Eric, and Trisha are in the drawing.
First
Let's see if we can get another
Rambo
person in.
Movie, you know, First Blood.
Francisco in East L.A., hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Francisco, here's your question.
I'm sorry, what's up?
First is the word.
First is the word. Here is an audio clue question for you. This famous classic rock hit from the band Foreigner has also been featured in the movie Magic Mike, in the movie Pitch Perfect, and the 2013 comedy Anchorman 2. Here's a little piece of this song.
I would climb in a mountain, sail across the storm. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me.
You know the title of that famous song?
First Love?
No, sorry. No. Feels Like the First Time.
Come on, Francisco, don't be bad.
Thank you for the call. How's he supposed to know if he doesn't know?
Because he should know.
James in Westminster, hi.
Good morning, Kevin, Bean, and Ralph.
Hey, James. Here's your question. This 2004 romantic comedy stars Drew Barrymore as a girl with amnesia and Adam Sandler as a veterinarian who needs to make her fall in love with him over and over and over again. What's the name of the film?
I've never seen it, but I'm going to go with 50 First Dates.
Yes!
That's correct.
Well done.
That's a good choice on both.
You are in the drawing.
How about one more, you guys?
All right, let's go to another James in Paramount. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, James. Here is your question. Audio clue, so keep a sharp ear. This classic traditional Christmas carol was first published in 1823. Here's a little piece of Carrie Underwood singing the song.
The angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
You know what Christmas carol that is?
Oh, man. That is a tough one. I'm not a fan of Christmas carols.
How dare you? Get off my phone.
Christmas blows, right?
Get off my phone.
Bean, it's Bean's favorite type of music.
I am offended personally right now.
Can you guess a Christmas carol that has the word first in it?
I'm just going to go on a random guess. The first 7 days of Christmas.
The first 7 days of Christmas.
That is my favorite song, but no. I'm sorry. It's the first Noel.
Sorry about that. First Noel is the name of that song.
I want to hear the first 7 days of Christmas now. That's all I care about.
Bean actually celebrates that as a holiday.
That's true. I do, in fact. James and Freddie, Eric and Trisha, all in the drawing. Only one will win tickets to join us at the sold-out K-Rock Weedy Rose TPS the 2017 a week from tomorrow at StubHub Center for all the action in the first row. Chip, you're doing the grand prize drawing for us. Who's our winner? please.
I sure am. The winner is Eric.
Eric!
Congratulations, Eric.
Nice.
Enjoy, awesome. Enjoy the show. Thanks for playing the game.
Well, everybody's heard about the first. The first. First is the word. 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 First. First is the word.
All right, we're done.
First is first.
I don't think we can.
First is the word. Well, everybody's heard about the first. First. Well, everybody's heard. That first is a word. First.
We gave away the ticket.
First is the word. About the word, well, everybody knows that first is the word. First.
It is 7:52.
Friday morning, Ralph is here with yet another look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's new? What's going on? What's happening?
It's just a nerdapalooza this week. So much of the show business news is about geek stuff. First of all, we got...
We're living in Ralph's world now.
We are. Donald Glover has announced he's doing an animated Deadpool series.
Excited about that.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just got picked up.
Love it.
And now there's been like three announcements of new sci-fi comic book properties that are being put in development. So I can't handle it all. I thought we would go to my resident nerd geek expert pal, Mr. Kevin Smith, who we have on the phone, so we can talk about this stuff. Mr. Smith?
What a great time to be alive.
Right? How good for us.
I'm just so dumb. My poor father didn't make 70, man, and now he died like 67. I hope to make 70 because just alone, never mind my wife and child, they make such good programs now based
right?
on comic books that I used to love and have always enjoyed.
Fox is talking about this New Mutants movie that will be a spinoff of the X-Men. They're going hard and fast with the casting this week. They got
That's with the guy who did the Fault in Our Stars, the same director.
Exactly,
right?
Josh Boone.
Yeah, nice kid.
He is. He co-wrote the script, and he's directing. And Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones is going to be starring in the film as Wolfsbane.
That is great casting. Right
I don't know much about these characters, Kevin.
She was the Wolf Girl in the New Mutants, like on the cover.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's a cool idea right there.
Other characters we're going to see in this film. Let me see what else we got. We got Moonstar. Sunspot, Cannonball, Warlock, Magic. I don't know any of these names, but I'm excited.
Same. That's serious old school New Mutants stuff from when that book was published like back in the 80s. That's
so they're going back to the OG.
Lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we heard on Sci-Fi, they've announced they're making a series out of that prequel pilot they ordered from David S. Goyer, Krypton. They are going to make a series based on the home planet of Superman two generations before he was sent to Earth.
Yeah, it's like, hey, kids, remember everything you love about Superman? That ain't here. Sit down, let me tell you the exciting story of Superman's grandpa. Never told in all these years.
His grandpa who built a house once.
And he was incontinent, kids, so he wore a super diaper.
What is the point of the prequel? Do you know, Kevin, why they're going back to when Krypton was not an endangered planet and everybody was kind of cool?
Because I guess you can make a lot of references to, like, you know, well, it's not like our planet will blow up one day. End your episode on freeze chips, like freeze frames like that. I don't know. I guess the idea is, you know, people love the familiar elements in terms of, hey, the world of Krypton and, hey, the House of El, you know, Superman's parents and stuff like that.
Right.
So they figure it's fodder for creating news stories. And, I, you know, why not take a shot at it? Like, you know, risk my dime on it? No, but like if Sci-Fi feels like, hey, we think we can make a go of this. Like, remember when they redid Battlestar Galactica and we were all like, what's the point?
Yep.
That turned out to be one of the most brilliant programs ever made. So
good, yeah.
Give them a shot.
I guess, you know, Gotham has led the way with this prequel mentality of having success of telling a superhero story before the superhero shows up.
And that's working well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Gotham, never mind that. Smallville did it for like a decade.
Yeah, but at least you were dealing with the guy, really, at that time. Well, I guess they have Bruce on Gotham as well.
Yeah, Bruce. I don't know if you watch that show. But
I
Bruce
do. Don't be a smartass.
Well, I went to see, you know what I did last night?
No, tell me.
Me and the kid went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 for a second time, but the first time we didn't go together, we went separately.
Right.
But it's such a, like, a dad movie, you know, that even though it turns out, you know, spoilers, dad maybe isn't so good in that movie. But we went to see the flick, and that whole, it's a beautiful movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I've now seen it twice. Paid to see it twice. Didn't even go to free Hollywood screenings and stuff. Put my hard-earned money up, because I believe in the product so much. And we were bawling together at the end of the movie, man. If any parent out there, you're looking for a cheap bonding experience with your kid, take them to see Guardians. They leave going, I love you, Dad. Exactly.
Were they stone tears, though, or were they real tears?
Mine were real, man.
All right.
Oh, that movie's so damn emotional with the Yondu stuff. Come on.
I have not seen it yet.
It's great. It's great. I agree.
I know. I agree with Kevin. I know. It's almost unforgivable.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't have...
The movie needs help, Ralph.
I know. They're struggling. I'll try to give them some money this weekend, Kev. I promise.
Oh, it's so good.
Speaking of this weekend, what are you doing tonight? You got any plans?
I'm going to do some Hollywood Babylon. Tonight we got the show at 10 o'clock, and we're going to give a Viking funeral to our good friend and co-star, Michael Parks, Red State and Tusk.
We haven't had a chance to catch up since Michael passed. And I know he was in ill health the last few years, and so it's not completely unexpected, but just devastating news this week.
It is really tough, but naturally when somebody dies, you try to think of the good stuff. And one of my favorite memories of Michael Parks is, if you've ever seen the movie Red State, at the end of it, he's a crazy preacher, and spoilers, he winds up alone in a jail cell. And he's talking this religious mumbo-jumbo, and then you hear somebody from off-camera go, shut the F up, and the movie ends. Mm-hmm. That was Parks' pitch. Parks came to me, and he goes, I think we should, after you see me in the cell, you should roll to the next cell and see you in the prison, and you're wearing the orange suit as well, and then you say, shut the F up, and the movie ends. I said, why? And he goes, because you wrote all this, so you should end it. And I said, yeah, but Parks, that'll pull people out of the movie, because if they see me, they might be distracted, going, oh, it's him. And Parks, in all seriousness, with no irony, goes, why would anyone recognize you?
That was him in a nutshell.
Oh, my God. He was amazing. So we're going to tell that, and there's so many more great stories about him tonight. Hollywood Babylon, 10 o'clock, me and Ralph, over at the Improv, the legendary Improv right on Melrose.
Yeah, man. I'll see you tonight. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Thanks, guys. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, Parks was pretty amazing. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ving Rhames is 58 years old today. Emilio Estevez, 55.
What's he up to, by the way, these days?
Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I think he is...
I mean, he was a big name for a lot of years, but
he
now...
He got into directing. I want to say I think he's still directing.
Okay.
I think he's behind the camera now.
All right.
Tony Hawk is 49. Yeah, how passionately could you be curious about Emilio Estevez?
Well, who cares what he's doing?
No, but it's just you hear a name like that and you go, he's probably still doing something in show business. It's just weird that you never even see his name or hear about him or see him out anywhere.
Look, Google it.
Look, Ralph is the human walking
I'm
Google.
I'm saying Google it.
That's why I just figured I'd ask him. He used to do stuff like that.
Winning. Oh, no, it's the other brother.
That's the other one, right.
Tony Hawk's 49 years old today. Malin Ackerman. Malin Ackerman?
I think that's close.
Malin Ackerman, I think, is the way you say it. Anyway, regardless, she's brilliantly talented, not only from the Watchmen movie, if you remember that, but now one of the stars of Billions on Showtime, which is one of my favorite shows. 39 years old today. And she's not hard to look at either, turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's attractive.
What a surprise.
Jason Biggs is 39. He's not hard to look at either.
Right.
Love me some Biggs. Rami Malek, 36 years old today, from Mr. Robot, and Emily Van Camp celebrates her 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Less than 1 hour away from your tickets in the first row to join us a week from tomorrow at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. We got that for you at 9 a.m. on K-Rock. There are two things going on at LAX right now, Kevin, that are interesting. One is, and this one has been, we've known this one is coming for a long time, and it is finally happening starting today and over the next few days. 21 airlines at LAX are changing terminals starting today. You heard about this, right?
Yeah, and that seems insane.
It seems absolutely insane, yes. 21 airlines are changing terminals over the course of the next few days. So this is a warning for you that if you were flying like on JetBlue to go to someplace next week, it used to be Terminal 3, it's going to be Terminal 5. If you're flying on Frontier, same thing. Used to be 3, now 5.
At least I don't have family coming into LAX today.
Going to be very confusing, perhaps. Perhaps, yes. Virgin America used to be Terminal 3, now Terminal 6. So all of that is happening, and they've spent a lot of time and a lot of money getting that word out because it is going to affect millions of people over the next, over the next year who are unaware of this. All right, so that's thing one. Thing two, and I have to give all the credit in the world to Hugo Martin, journalist for the Los Angeles Times. I had not heard a peep about this. I didn't know anything about this until his article appeared a couple of days ago in the Times, and that is that a private suite is opening at LAX, a $22 million facility that is going to be a terminal basically for rich people.
It's a separate terminal.
Yes,
for rich people.
I am fascinated with this. I'll never see the inside of it, but maybe Hugo has so he can tell us all about it. And he joins us from the Los Angeles Times on K-Rock right now. Hey, Mr. Martin, how are you, sir?
Hi, good. Good morning, guys.
So is this, I mean, obviously something doesn't get built overnight at a place like LAX, so obviously this has been in the works for a real, real long time, but right. It seems like it's been pretty low-key, like there's not a lot of talk about it.
Well, as you mentioned, it's not for the general public. I mean, you got to have a pretty fat wallet to be able to afford this, so it's not like they need to, put out the word to the whole, the whole region.
So wherever they're going, it doesn't matter where you're going. You can use this terminal if you have enough money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's pretty steep, though, the price.
Explain it to us.
So how it works is you can get a membership or you could pay a one-time fee every time you use it. The annual membership is $7,500. And with that, whenever you fly, you got to pay another $2,700 for a domestic flight and $3,000 for an international flight.
What is $7,500 cover then if you have to then pay more for each flight?
Well, it's designed for people like Kanye West or Russell Brand or those guys who, whenever they show up at the airport, it becomes a big scene. So instead of going to the public terminals, they go to this place called the private suite, and it's off on the south end of the airport. And what they get is they go through this private entrance where a security guard checks your ID. So, just any paparazzi or any riffraff can't show up.
Right.
You go inside and you get brought into these little lounges, which are like little hotel rooms, basically. And the fridge is stocked and there's snacks.
Sweet.
And there's a flat screen TV.
Is there a TSA in there as well, or do you have to go through that first?
No, there's a small team of TSA and there's a small team of border control, border protection folks. So you go through the TSA in your own little hall there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can chill there before the flight. And then when it's time for your flight, they've got this bunch of BMW 7 sedans lined up there. And they drive you right to the plane from the terminal.
On the tarmac?
Yeah, they drive around the tarmac, around the runways, right to the door so that you don't get into the, the jetways along with the rest of the crowd. You got your own little private entrance into the plane. So, again, you don't have to deal with us common folk.
That is, I mean, that's an extraordinary level of service. As you mentioned, you're certainly paying for it. But, I mean, aren't there problems to be caused by having a bunch of cars driving around on an active runway? I would feel like that would be a real distraction and difficult to keep everything straight.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I thought that's the big problem with this, is that you've got all these, BMWs racing around the, and they're not crossing the runway. They go around the runways. But still.
But what could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that I thought is, are they going to hold the planes, if Russell Brand or Kanye is running late? They assured me, no, we won't hold the planes for Kanye or Russell Brand. And I'm thinking, I don't know. Well, we'll see.
You said in the article, and if you're just joining us, Hugo Martin's on the line, journalist for the Los Angeles Times, wrote a fascinating piece about this new Richie Rich terminal that's opening at LAX this week. You said that only 10% of the people are expected to be celebrities. So this is mostly just, Silicon Valley billionaires is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I guess big wigs. Yeah, people with lots of money. And the way they're promoting this is it's predictability is what they want. They don't want to, you know, subject these big executives to the delays that might happen in a regular terminal.
Right.
You're in your own private suite as soon as it's time to go. You know, the car pulls up. You're right in the plane.
That's cool, but most of the time, aren't the delays the plane?
Yeah, it's true. Right. So that they can't fix.
Okay.
But the stuff that happens in the terminal and, you know, getting hassled and long TSA lines, all that is done away with.
Now, we have a long history in this country of hating the 1% because they've got it better than we do. But is there anything in the research that you did, Hugo, to make us not think this is a good idea? I mean, it seems like if it takes those people out of the gen pop where they may be creating problems with paparazzi and police and everything else, I mean, it seems like it won't affect us in any negative way, will it?
Well, that's the benefit that the people who are putting this on are telling me is that, one, you won't have all the drama in the, you know, regular terminals when a celebrity or a big shot shows up.
Right.
And two, this facility was privately built, and they're paying the airport $250,000 a month in fees.
Oh, wow.
So they're making money for the airport. They're not costing. I mean, this building was built with private money. It cost $22 million to build. So it shouldn't be a drain on taxpayers, and if it keeps, you know, celebrities and all that drama out of the terminal, that should be a good thing.
Have you been inside it?
Yeah.
How many rooms are there?
There's 13 rooms, and they're different sizes. Some of them are for like families, and some of them just for like a small, you know, posse, small group. And like I said, they look like, you know, nice, well-appointed hotel rooms, basically.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's fascinating. I'm so glad I saw your piece in the paper last week because, like I said, I hadn't heard anything about it. It's amazing that something like this could be built and exist without, you know, without the word getting out. But
the word has gotten out to the people who are going to use it, Bean.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm not on that email chain, but it's I'm sure there's going to be people out there who are going to like it. So excellent work, Hugo. We appreciate the article that you wrote, and thank you so much for coming on and explaining it to us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye. Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up for you in about 10 minutes or so, and then we have to help Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, who apparently is stuck on what to do for Mother's Day this weekend.
Because he hates his mom.
I don't think that's the case. I think he just wants to do something different, something special.
Or he hates his mom.
Well, we'll find out. That's all coming up at K-Rock. But first, I know you are not a collector, Kevin, of memorabilia. Neither am I. And I'm really interested in this story. The people who are going to see the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 movie and are loving it, they come away wanting the Walkman that Star-Lord is listening to in the movie.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, no. This is a vintage Walkman. In fact, it's so old that it was before Sony came up with the name Walkman. It was called the Soundabout when it went on sale July 1st, 1979 in Japan, and then in June the following year here in the United States. At the time, this is going to be hard to believe that little portable cassette player that some of you had cost $200 when they were new back in the day.
Now, that's insane.
That would be a deal if you could buy that same ancient piece of technology today for $200 because they're selling for hundreds of dollars now because of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, sometimes even thousands of dollars to get that exact Walkman that you see in the movie. Like, who wants a piece of crap electronics equipment just because it's like the one that you saw a character use in a film that you like?
And basically, they only listen to one song, Brandy.
Right, exactly.
It's really weird.
Apparently, a lot of people do. Apparently, these vintage electronics are going for huge, huge money. So we wanted to find out more about this collector's market and what we don't know about this. And we asked Dave if he could find somebody. And apparently, Crazy Clifford is on the line. He runs a used electronics store, so this is right in his wheelhouse. Hey, Clifford, how are you?
Today. So great to hear from you. I am Crazy Clifford. I have so many old pieces of technology, you won't believe it.
So this article that we're reading, they're not from the Hollywood Reporter. They're not lying. People are spending literally thousands of dollars for 1970s electronics.
If they're lying, they're dying. Come on down to Crazy Clifford. I have all kinds of technology. You won't believe what I have for you. It is so many pieces of used technology for just thousands of dollars. You can get an old Walkman just like Star-Lord uses. You won't believe it.
Do you? Is there a market at all for like VCRs, for instance? Most people don't even have videotapes, but do people want to own those?
Everything you see in the movies and TV shows, Crazy Clifford has it here.
I see.
You know how I do it? I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
Sure you do.
I have a VHS player, just like the one Mulder once used in an episode of The X-Files.
Okay.
You wanted $10,000.
$10,000?
You won't believe it.
What other kinds of things are people interested in buying now here in the 21st century?
I have an old broken LaserDisc player. It looks just like something that Han Solo once looked at once in a side view mirror of the Millennium Falcon.
That seems like a tenuous connection to a film, though, Clifford.
I have an 8-track player that was something that Danny Bonaducci once took a poop on. Oh. I have a fax machine. Fax me. Fax you. You won't believe it.
How much is the fax machine?
It's $400,000.
I mean, I thought you said that you stock them deep and sell them cheap.
That is cheap.
What?
You know how hard it is to find a fax machine that was once used by Ed Asner? Catch. There's no catch. You won't believe it.
What other type of items do you have?
That's it.
Okay. Speaking of the offspring, congratulations to Dr. Dexter Holland. Got his PhD yesterday officially, right? Did I see in his tweet, Chip, you would know this because you guys are friends, his area of expertise, his dissertation was about HIV?
Yeah. It's about dealing with like RNA and somehow trying to disable what
the molecules
HIV does.
Of HIV. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're telling me the guy who sang "Pretty Fly for a White Guy" may cure AIDS? Same guy.
Oh, he may help in the research. Yeah.
But more importantly, guys, he could get us the medicine that we need.
That's a different doctor.
Whatever. Yeah, he has a doctorate. So
he's not an MD.
I think.
Not the well, same just,
yeah, I think it's the same thing.
Not the
Dexter's,
same
thing. Dexter's always been one of the smartest guys in the world, and now it's official, I guess. So congratulations to you. That's awesome, man. All right, Dave is here. That's the voice of our producer, the King of Mexico, because it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy even music, too. We've got all the greatest videos and YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, internet, come on baby, watch some. And now it's time for the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
A lot of good videos this week. I love the Neil deGrasse Tyson video, by the way.
Oh, so good.
He is being interviewed. He, of course, is a famous astrophysicist, and he is being interviewed on a variety of topics. And he's just so smart and so fun. And I loved his interview so much. And, oh, yes, he's also eating progressively hotter wings as he does the interview. And at one point, he's practically crying while he's drinking milk as much as he can. But he's a good sport about it. It's a fascinating interview. I also I really love the slow motion guys, what they did this time. They dived into 1,000 mouse traps in slow motion. It's crazy to see that video. Do you watch that?
Trampoline, yes.
Yeah, it's so cool, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's something that Kevin would do, right?
In a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But did you guys like the video of the motorcycle
the
guy?
The bear.
And the motorcycle guy crashing into the truck and bursting into flames.
I mean, I was sad that it happened. I don't know what you mean by liked
but
the video.
A guy from a truck got out and rescued the dude.
Yeah, and it was like
a
movie.
I mean, he fell a couple of times, but he did rescue him.
It was like a movie where he crashed and instant flames.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And he survived. He survived. So
yeah, that's good news.
Yeah.
And the bear video is some people just riding down a bike trail, and a bear comes out of the woods right onto the trail.
A grizzly bear. Yeah. And question for you guys. Would you rather be the bicyclist in front or behind?
Well, he was chasing the bicyclist in front. It looked like.
Yes, he was.
Was anyone else disappointed that he didn't catch one of them?
Yeah,
I was like, this bear is going to tear that guy apart.
But would you rather be the guy in the front or the back?
Well, I think the front.
Yes, I'd rather be the front as well.
But it's tough to tell. You'll see. The bear comes right up on the bike path and then goes back down and doesn't attack either of them. So I was disappointed, but, you know.
Well, anyway, those are some of the videos that we don't have audio for you, but they're definitely worth checking out in the roundup. Here's a couple that we want to spotlight because they're great. Jimmy Kimmel, who, as you know, does the best of all the late-night talk shows, he has a feature called Lie Witness News where he goes out and asks insane questions to people on the street, and they almost always think that they're real. They think they're being interviewed on a news show for some reason. And, of course, there's a lot of questions up in the air about what really is covered and not covered with the new Trump care health care proposal. And a lot of listeners had a lot of these interviewees had a lot of thoughts about the questions that were being asked.
How do you feel about the provision that is going to allow veterinarians to do surgery on uninsured people? They're doctors.
I'm all for the veterinarians. I think it should happen, you know.
Would you let a veterinarian operate on you?
Of course. Like you said, they're doctors.
Let's talk about the bill's provision replacing ambulances with Uber EMT.
Okay.
A lot more drivers on the road, obviously, and time is of the essence. Doesn't really matter who drives.
Yeah.
If a poor person can't afford a heart transplant, Congress has set aside affordable horse hearts, which are nearly legal.
I agree with that, because if human beings are donating organs and horse hearts are going to do the job, why not? And it's affordable.
Right?
And it's affordable.
Wow. These are people whose votes count the same as yours, by the way. I just want to remind you of that. And is that our friend, the great Jake Byrd, doing the interviewing?
Sounded like it.
It is, like yes. It was? Yeah. Casually Explained is a channel on YouTube that does pretty good work, and this one, this time around, they're investigating one-night stands. You have a lot of questions, and this is Casually Explained explains one-night stands.
I've heard some pretty ridiculous stories, and my friend told me that she heard of a guy who washed out a condom to reuse. That's being really stupid. Just turn it inside out. So the act of sex itself is a very beautiful thing. Not literally, it's really gross, but the concept is there. I don't have any tips because I know my lane, but I like to think of sex like the opposite of homework. Because with homework, I've always thought, I'm not looking forward to this. It's going to be really hard the whole time, and I'm going to take forever to finish. At least I'll be glad I did it. So when you wake up the next morning, the first thing you have to think about is the repercussions of what you just did. Your friends find out about it, you have to be ready for what they might say. So if you're a girl, you'll probably be hearing a lot of, Amanda, what were you thinking? And if you're a guy, you'll probably be hearing a lot of, dude, nice.
Very funny video. And finally, depending on how old you are, you have a decade that is very special to you. You look back and you go, man, that's when things were best. That's when we had all the best toys. That's when we had all the best music. That's when the trends were best. If you're a 90s kid, you need to watch this whole video because this is your entire childhood in under 5 minutes. This is called Back to the 90s.
Cruising down the street. Woo. I'm rocking to the beat.
Chilling.
My pager on these Jankos. Red lights blinking on my feet.
So fly.
Everybody do the Carlton. Alpine set the boom bumping thumping. Wu-Tang Smalls, Beastie Boys, Pearl Jam, mixtape, turn it up, make some noise. Let's go back to the 90s.
Word.
AIM, I've got mail.
Welcome.
Double Dare, don't slime me. Ooga Chaka, Chumba Wumba, Mutant Turtles, Cowabunga.
Yeah.
Do the Macarena, keep away, Lorena.
Right.
A beanie baby, maybe worth $1 million later. Got my Easy Bake Oven on the table, serving up pizza on a bagel.
Take me back to the years I'm missing. All day, all night, French kissing. Oh, how you help me grow. I
come on. How great is that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty well done.
Back to the 90s is called. You want to check it out among all the videos at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. That's today's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
106.7 KROQ is KROQ, LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Your tickets in the first row for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017 a week from tomorrow. Coming up in 5 minutes right here on K-Rock. 5 minutes. We'll tell you when to call in. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I just tried to talk to Steve Harvey in the hallway, and he did not like it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with him.
But... you didn't look him in the eyes, did you?
Did you see that story? Steve Harvey. That's right. The guy from Family Feud.
Yep.
And the kids are wise ass palooza, whatever that show's called.
I think that is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his own show.
Right.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
Memo was on the internet yesterday giving him instructions to the staff of his talk show. Do not enter my dressing room. Do not approach me in the hallways. Not while I'm getting my makeup done. He likens conversations with the employees of the show that he works at to being ambushed. Instead, he hopes no one takes offense to the new way of doing business. It's for my personal life and enjoyment.
Don't you think they're all trying to make the show better when they talk to him?
Yeah, I don't think that's what's going on here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bean.
Why don't you tell us exactly what's going on
look,
here?
Look,
having no knowledge whatsoever of the situation.
I've done a little bit of research. Yeah. Here's my whole thing. Steve Harvey handled this horribly, and he absolutely looks like a dick. And you could easily make the argument that he's treating people like crap.
Good enough. What's your next story, Ralph?
Where he's coming from, though, I think, is he's a big star that everybody wants to get a piece of. And people are all the impression I got from what I read, and he did an interview on this yesterday where this is what he said, is that he was constantly being bombarded. He felt like he was trapped in his dressing room because every time he would step out into the hall, there'd be somebody there going, hey, my aunt is in town, and can she get a photo? Hey, will you sign this birthday card for my cousin? I mean, it was like he couldn't walk down the hall without being bombarded with people asking for stuff.
For a minute.
I don't.
For a minute.
It sounded like the memo was to the people that work on the show.
It absolutely was.
And I'll tell you something.
I have worked with Hugh Laurie on House. I've worked with Dennis Franz on NYPD Blue. I've worked with the biggest stars of the biggest shows.
Al Pacino, for God's sake, you worked with.
And when they're on the set, that's not happening. That's not
just
happening.
That doesn't happen. No one
it
comes
doesn't
up.
Happen. Yeah. If people are coming up to you, it's because we've got a wardrobe issue. We've got a lighting situation over here. We've got to have a meeting over here to look over a new script.
Right, so it's
like
work.
That. It's work related.
Right.
He just thinks he's better than everyone else and doesn't want to have to deal with anyone.
That is also possible. I'm just saying. I'm trying to
Beans allowing that option to be possible.
I am. I'm trying. It's very possible that that's true. I'm just saying there may be more to it than just the hard and fast in black and white. It just looks like a total dick move. At least it may be coming from a place where he has a legitimate complaint about being able to have some time to himself.
No.
Okay.
I reject you outright. Because right. people are not coming up to him every day with, signed birthday cards and stuff. It's just not happening. It's not.
I'm with that guy. The guy that says it's not happening.
And if you're the star of a TV show, you are well paid to be the center of everybody's universe. So if they're coming up to you and asking you or bothering you with questions about the show or whatever's happening, that's part of your deal.
No, I
so look, cash your check and shut the F up.
I can see that as well.
So, Dick, we're ruling, Dick.
This isn't him at the mini mart where he's being bothered trying to buy a quart of milk by the guy behind the counter who wants him to record his outgoing message.
Right.
You know, this isn't just regular people who bug you. You don't want to deal with the celebrity aspect of your line of work. These are people working on the show.
Right.
So he's a dick.
Thank you.
It has been ruled, apparently.
Is that dick court?
And this came out because now he's our problem, right? Because Steve Harvey picked up and moved his Steve Harvey Talk Show, from Chicago to L.A.
Right.
That's where this whole thing came from.
I want to get a job on that show.
Right? Sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey, Stevie! Every morning I'm going to run down the hallway and give him a chest bump.
How's it going? What are you up to?
Hey,
how was your
buddy?
Weekend?
What's new? Slap him on the ass as he comes out of the makeup trailer. Never get out of his face. It's my new life dream. Douchebag.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of douchebags, I'm going to be at the Improv tonight.
No.
Me and Kevin Smith are doing Hollywood Babylon. Why don't you come out and join us? We have a pretty good time. 10 p.m. No. tonight at the Improv on Melrose. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets.
I just want to say up front, this is a total waste of time.
How good has Fargo been, by the way, this season?
It's so good.
Oh, my Lord. Kevin, how you doing with Fargo?
So good.
Man,
all
I love
over
it.
Fargo,
have
are
you?
You?
Have you seen every
Man,
episode?
Man, do I love it.
What's your favorite part of the show? It's that busy schedule. It's killing you.
I'm a couple beyond.
That busy schedule. You're just really killing you.
Can we get a Kevin Cam and find out where he goes all day?
Bean, he has a very busy schedule. That's
I've
all
heard
you need
that.
To know.
It's very
there's
busy.
There's ice cream. There's a lot of running.
I got a lot
we
to
found
do.
Out. Who knew there was so much running?
Well, you got to run off the ice cream.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff. It's very, very busy
How
for
dare
him.
You.
So that's why he's a few behind.
Few behind.
On every show. On television.
Fargo's real good, though, Kevin.
Oh, man, is it good.
I'm not behind on Designated Survivor. I'm not behind on Into the Badlands. And that's it.
You'll be happy to know that Designated Survivor just got picked up for another season
Sweet.
By ABC. It's been announced. Along with American Housewife, Once Upon a Time, The Goldbergs, and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Blackish, also picked up for a fourth season. ABC announced a lot of their shows are coming back. Not so much American Crime.
Okay.
Which I didn't even watch the most recent.
I haven't either.
I didn't either.
Season.
It just looked super dour to me. I just wasn't in the mood.
But the
for it,
one but with the school
was amazing.
Was amazing.
And it won a bunch of Emmys. And I thought, as a prestige project, and the people involved in this, great actors, great creator. I expected ABC to stick with it.
Yeah. Dr. Ken, gone.
Sad for Dr. Ken. We all like him.
Secrets and Lies, Imaginary Mary.
That one I was caught up on.
Yeah, you saw me. So did that one.
That's my favorite.
And Last Man Standing.
What's that one twice each?
Oh, thank God. So that's what's going on. I'm out of time. The next Showbiz Beat, we're going to talk about Stephen Colbert and his beef with the President of the United States. It's pretty funny.
Love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Emily Van Camp is 31 years old today. Rami Malek celebrates his 36th birthday. Our buddy Jason Biggs. Haven't seen Biggsy in a while.
No. Since Orange is the New Black.
Miss him. Need to make another Eagles Giants wager. Remember when he had to wash my car dressed up as a cheerleader?
I do, yeah.
Those were good times. Malin Ackerman from Billions is 39 years
old. Kevin, how you doing on Billions?
I'm a few behind on that one.
Tony Hawk is 49 years old today. Emilio Estevez celebrates his 55th birthday. And Ving Rhames, given name? Irving Rhames, but I would not say that to his face.
Correct.
I bet Steve Harvey could say it, though. I bet Ving Rhames could go up to Steve Harvey, wouldn't mind. 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Erica Wilvang from Santa Monica just won tickets in the first row of the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017, which is next Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be there.
Two other ways you can win. You can go to krock.com and you can enter. And there's also a doghouse contest that's going on. They just dropped off some fabulous food here, by the way. It's pretty tasty.
I've never seen you go back for more second it's and pretty... third and fourth helpings as you have today, Kevin.
Yeah, you take a selfie at a doghouse location. House is spelled H-A-U-S. And then you hashtag it K-Rock Doghouse Contest. And you can win tickets that way as well. All right.
That's a good deal.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is here.
Hi, guys.
I don't love my mother.
No, I love my mother. And this is why I need your help.
The King of Mexico is bullshit.
I don't know how this is BS, but I just need your help.
I can't spell things on this show. Go ahead.
I love my mother, as many of you people do, Chip, not included.
Why do you think we love your mother?
Have you seen her? She's hot, right?
Oh, okay, all right. Go on.
Peace out.
And Mother's Day is such a tough day for people like me who have very sweet, just normal moms who don't really like anything. You know what I mean? Like,
very sweet, yeah. Normal moms who don't like
she
anything.
She doesn't like anything?
Well, I mean, she doesn't like anything. Like, she doesn't really care for things. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's the same thing as don't like.
She doesn't
what about
have
the average people who doesn't like anything.
Yeah, she doesn't have different words for the same thing.
So it's tough to do something for her.
Wait, she's not a fan of much?
Not much.
No. Okay, so Mother's Day. So flowers?
Yeah. Flowers? Doesn't care for them.
She doesn't care for flowers.
Nope.
How about eating? Does she like to eat?
Yeah, lunch
Does she
or
ever
brunch?
Eat?
Or... Sure, but brunch is lame. For Mother's
See,
Day.
See, here's the
for
thing.
For Mother's
is
Day.
Brunch
here's
lame?
For
this Mother's has nothing Day. To do with his mother okay. at all. It has to do with him
no.
and his weird hipster sensibilities.
Not true at all. Yeah. Not true at all.
Do what okay. everyone else
no,
is doing
hold on,
because
hold on.
He likes
Let the man talk, Dave. Let him talk.
All right, Ralph, go ahead.
He thinks everything is just beneath him and subpar, and it's not cool, and it's not enough, and that's why he's having a hard time doing something for really should be for her, not for him.
Because he's a Mother's Day hipster.
No, Mother's Day hipster. That's not true at all. Here's a little background. Here's a little background.
Put a beanie on your mother and some skinny pants and have her grow her beard out, and you guys can go to a skate park and eat tangerines or whatever it is your kids are doing today.
Here's a little background. I subscribe to Bean's theory of every day is... Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, which is a complete and total lie from Bean.
You know.
So you subscribe to that.
Yeah, I see my mother constantly. I see her weekly, you know.
Then give her a day off then. Don't see her on Mother's Day. She probably appreciate
you know,
it.
We go to lunches a lot. We you know, so it's a brunch to me is nothing special on Mother's Day. It's usually a hassle. So I'm trying to think of something else
don't
to do.
Don't put yourself out on Mother's Day, Dave.
Right?
I don't want you to go to any trouble.
What I mean, to eat somewhere that we do every, you know, we go out a lot. We go out to eat a lot. So I don't think that's anything different.
So what do you want? Special. You want suggestions from listeners?
Or you guys.
Or us.
Yeah, I mean, is it, what can I do? You know, like.
What to give to the woman who likes nothing?
Like, listen, here's a list from AskMen.com of top 10 Mother's Day gift ideas.
I subscribe to AskMen. I love that.
AskMen.
Sorry, that's a different thing.
Home spa products. You know, no, it's not her. A heart pendant. She doesn't wear jewelry.
Okay.
Home decor. Like.
She sounds like a total downer.
No. Does she sit in that closet? Oh, yeah.
Is she really alive?
Has anyone seen his mother? That's a good question. A Bates Motel situation.
Perfume?
Hold on, Dave.
Yeah.
Go back one, please.
Who doesn't
have home decor? I mean, everyone who's got a house has stuff in their house.
Really?
That's all that means is stuff in their house.
Are you going to buy her a beanbag or a chair?
If you're a hipster, you'll buy her a beanbag.
I don't want to do that.
Get her a lava lamp and an old Walkman.
Yeah. Dave, but decor opens it up to you get a picture of you and your siblings and you put it in a nice silver frame.
Well, she doesn't want that.
You can put it in a nice silver frame and that's something for her home decor.
Look, someone beat me to that, so, you know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that's taken.
Okay.
You know, flowers, again, doesn't like flowers.
Who doesn't like flowers?
They die, dude. A lot of people don't like flowers.
No, they die.
Massage and spa treatment.
I'm not basing them on living forever.
Massage and spa treatment.
Okay.
I've tried to buy her massages online. She just is afraid to have one.
Okay.
You know, a watch. She doesn't like watches.
Hold on a sec. Dave, you're going too fast here, son.
All right, slow down.
Your mom afraid of massages?
She's afraid of massages.
Because of the massage strangler you read about in the papers.
No, she just doesn't. No, she doesn't. What she thinks of a massage is
someone rubbing her and making her feel good?
No, yeah. I know, but she thinks it's like the hard ones. I don't know what those are. Which ones are those? It's not the Swedish. It's the other one. Oh. Yeah.
Deep tissue.
Right?
Deep tissue.
She's thinking of that, and she doesn't feel like that.
Have someone explain to her that there's more than one kind of massage.
I've tried to.
What about a facial?
I don't appreciate that. Or a sauna.
Yeah. Hold on. What about a facial, though? You're saying no one on a massage, but
send her to a...
What about a facial?
Listen, we've tried for years to take her to a spa and stuff like that, and she just won't go.
Is she just a werewolf? Does she not take care of herself?
Yeah, she's fine. But, no. What's happening? But she's just, I mean, like... Listen,
How about a mani-pedi? How does she get her nails done? Does she ever paint her nails in any way?
She does enjoy mani-pedis.
Well, there you go.
And I've asked her, and she, you know, that may be something that we could do.
Is it possible that she just doesn't like you?
There's a good idea. No, she loves me. And yeah, so I mean, look, that's one possible idea, but that's something.
How many ideas do you need, Dave?
I need a good one. How about that?
Does she eat chocolate? Does she like chocolate candy, that kind of stuff?
She can't have chocolate.
She can't. Your mom's a mess.
I think you're right. She's dead. She's probably been dead for like 10 years.
No.
And he just hasn't reported it.
I mean, like, I need these ideas, and I'm like, what can I do for her?
Why don't you take her to some of those beaches down in Orange County I've been hearing about?
Go see sharks?
How about a theatrical thing, like take her to see a play or a musical or something like that?
She hates plays.
An experience. Well, how about an experience?
She doesn't like seeing people in person.
Like music or dancing or talking or smiling.
Let's go to Dee Dee and Whittier. Hi.
Hi, guys. I had a suggestion.
Yes.
About one of those, like, monthly subscription boxes.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Because it, like, happens long enough for you to, like, forget about it, and then you're like, oh, that's right, I'm getting the delivery today.
Yeah,
right. That sounds perfect for me.
Like pajamagrams or something.
Do you recommend one? I mean, is there what type do you use?
Birchbox is really nice because it's like little makeups and stuff.
She doesn't use makeup.
Well, there's like clothes ones. There's like all kinds.
She doesn't wear clothes.
No, Dee Dee is absolute. Look, you can find a monthly subscription for almost anything. I mean, if people are into wine or they're in their coffee or they're into candy or whatever it is, that's a great idea.
Thank you, Dee
Dee. Fruit of the month, wine of the month.
I have a difficult mom myself.
You have a difficult mom. Is she dead?
Yes.
Is Dave's?
No.
Okay.
No, she's still alive, but she asked for world peace and like no starvation.
World
peace. Like for Mother's
Day. She's an a-hole.
I feel you.
Your mom
sucks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for being helpful, unlike these jerks.
Thank you, Dee Dee, for the call.
Help her clean the house.
Oh, good idea, George.
Online too.
Hey, let's not get crazy, bro. Come on.
Again, you don't want to put yourself out in any way.
That's effort.
So, how about paying for a maid service to come in and do a thorough cleaning of her home?
Boom!
Oh, that's good.
How about that?
That's good. Didn't think about that. That is good. Okay, maid service and subscription box. All right. Thanks, guys. We're good.
He's going to get neither of them, right?
No. Well,
by Sunday?
He'd have to drag her out of the closet.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LA&OC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
I know that sometimes the show falls apart at this point in the week.
Yeah. In this case, it fell apart much earlier
right?
in the day.
So we didn't have to worry about it.
No, we're just coasting now. So
we're fine. It's our last look at the showbiz beat for the week, and Ralph Grabert is here. What's going on?
Tonight, 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon is going on. Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage once again at the Improv on Melrose. We love it when folks come out and join us. So go to improv.com and get your tickets for tonight's show.
And this is the other way to go. Not.
Oh, come on. Sad news I just got handed.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The Blacklist Redemption was canceled. Kevin, did you watch that show?
Couple behind. You were up on it, though.
I loved it.
Thought it was great.
I really enjoyed it. Oh, it was a spinoff of Blacklist.
Which has been renewed.
Famke Janssen, which has been renewed, okay. Yeah. And Ryan Eagle, he was Tom Keene on that show. And he found out that his biological mother and father were actually the heads of this giant security firm. So he went to go undercover on behalf of his father into his mother's business, played by Famke Janssen. And it was like Mission Impossible. Every week they had this real cool thing that they had to accomplish, and I thought it was really well done. But
how many episodes did they end up airing, Ralph?
They had a short season. It was a replacement show for Blacklist while they took a little mid-season break. So I think there was only 8 episodes. But I thought it was really strong. NBC did not share my enthusiasm.
That's too bad.
And so now it's gone.
I didn't watch it.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
No, I mean, I watched The Blacklist.
Yeah, it's
you
not like for you
it.
Either.
I didn't need
like it. You
another,
complain about it every week.
I didn't need another hour of The Blacklist.
She's the worst FBI.
Well, she's a terrible FBI.
No, she isn't. She's fine.
Okay. I like that show. I couldn't handle another hour of it.
It wasn't another hour. It was a very different show with a very different vibe.
Yeah.
No, you didn't see it, so you can't mean
I never saw it.
Well, then you don't know
shut
what it
the
was.
F up.
But I have a lot of opinions
but
on what
can't.
It was.
But you don't know what it was.
Right, but that doesn't stop me from saying what it was.
But it should.
Look, I'm fine. So it got canceled.
That's a lie.
You're not fine.
You're not fine, man. You're falling apart.
I don't know if you saw the new interview with our president, Donald J. Trump, in Time magazine.
Oh, not another one. Who's letting this guy talk to the press?
He did an interview, and I'm glad that he was focusing on the important issues that are really troubling America today. What's on television? It was all about TV.
It was. Did he have a lot of thoughts?
Okay.
For instance, I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. Scarborough used to treat me great. But I don't watch the show anymore, and it drives him crazy. I don't watch that show.
It drives him crazy. I'm sure.
He called Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor. He's sitting there like a chained lunatic, he said. He's like a boiler ready to explode, the level of hatred. He called Don Lemon of CNN the dumbest person in broadcasting.
Come on, what about me?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Seriously.
Kevin's being passed over, and I won't have it. He says newspapers are dishonest. And then he took on Stephen Colbert, who you may know is in the middle of a bit of a controversy because there are some people, largely Trump supporters, who want him investigated by the FCC for a comment he said about the president's mouth and what it was good for.
And by the way, he's not the first, he's not the 50th to make a gay joke about President Trump and Vladimir Putin with how much they love one another, right?
Right. But this one got a particular amount of attention, and that set off the president. Here's what he had to say. You see a no-talent guy like Colbert, there's nothing funny about what he says, and what he says is filthy, and you have kids watching. Which is true. All the little kids who are tuning in
That's
at
true.
11:30 to watch Colbert.
Right.
You got to give them
talk politics because kids love that.
And it only builds up my base. It only helps me, people like him. The guy was dying. By the way, they were going to take him off of television. Then he started attacking me and he started doing better. But his show was dying. I've done his show. But when I did his show, which, by the way, was very highly rated, it was the highest rating. It was the highest rating he ever had.
What?
He said about the Colbert show.
How is this possible?
No one is happier about this interview than Stephen Colbert, who went on television last night just saying, thank you so much. You know nothing about show business. I've been trying to get you to say my name for a year, and you finally did it. I won. And then he started talking about Trump's claim that the show he was on were the highest ratings Colbert ever had.
Yeah, it does seem like that would be verifiable, right?
Yeah.
And it's true. The night you appeared on the show, right over there, it was very highly rated. In fact, the only episode that got better ratings was the night I had Jeb Bush on. That's right. You got beat by low energy Jeb. But don't worry, you won the ratings college. And making jokes.
See. It's a funny 4 minutes. You should watch his take on the interview.
Very by the way, the president was live tweeting something that was happening on CNN like 5 days ago.
He doesn't watch it.
But then how does he come around then and say he doesn't watch it? I feel like he may have misspoke or not been truthful in that
regard. What? Nope. He says, it's an ability I never thought I'd have. I never thought I'd have the ability to say they're doing a big story on me on CNN and I won't watch it. And it's amazing. He talks about not watching stories about him.
But you stand by that claim about him?
I don't stand by anything.
No. Why bother? Hey, it's New Music Day. A lot of our pals have new music out today.
Exciting.
Like Paramore. They have a new CD out. It's called After Laughter. You want to hear a couple clips from a couple tracks?
Sure.
First one of you heard this on K-Rock. We're playing a ton out of it. It's called Hard Times. I like it.
I like that song very much.
Kind of an 80s throwback. The whole album has that feel to it. Here's another one called Rose Colored Boy.
I'm really looking forward to seeing them next weekend at the Weenie Roast.
Oh, me too. I love Paramore so much more than yous. Caught in the Middle, another track. I saw the sign. Idol Worship's another track from that album. Just let me let you down. That's the new Paramore album. And, of course, Dream Cars' debut album.
Dream Cars!
Is out today as well.
Finally.
You've heard Kill for Candy. We played that a bunch on the show, but here's a little taste.
I've heard that song 200 times, and I still love it.
I do, too. It's so good. The Preferred is another track off of Dream Cars' self-titled album.
Right?
So much good music.
Right?
Yeah, you can pick that up today. I recommend it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ving Rhames is 58. Emilio Estevez is 55. Tony Hawk turns 49. Malin Ackerman of Billions is 39, as is our buddy Jason Biggs. Rami Malek from Mr. Robot's 36. And Emily Van Camp is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. Next week, we've got tickets for you for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017 in the pit.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Let's rap, kids.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Dude broke, dude.
Roll another one.
I'm not familiar with any of those words.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
What is the point of you?
And I need another hit.
I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Roll.
Yet.
Just like
that all about?
I don't have another cent.
I can't help feeling these ideas are uninspired. What else do you have?
Nobody loves you. You're gonna die alone.
Sit down.
And so, we come to the end of another day of the news. Another day of hope and horror, despair and delight.
And we're clear.
Get the hell out of my office right now!
I think you need a hug.
Just hold on, we're going home. Damn it. So this is how it ends.
Y'all might end this for long term at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure to make some paper, then bounce.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Viva la France.
Go Ducks.